key pressure point affecting our civil liberties is the future of our children. With the overcriminalization of America, with Congress and the state legislatures and local governments passing so many laws that the average American, it's been estimated, commits at least 3 violations a day of the law. We're seeing the same kind of mentality practice in our schools with zero tolerance policy, where kids are actually thrown out of school, sometimes arrested and taken to jail for what used to be a visit to the principal's office and a lecture. For example, in November 2011, a 14-year-old student in Brevard County, Florida, was suspended for hugging a female friend, an act which even the principal acknowledges innocent. A 9-year-old in Charlotte, North Carolina, was suspended for sexual harassment after a substitute teacher overheard the child tell another student that the teacher was cute. A 6-year-old in Georgia was arrested, handcuffed, and suspended for the remainder of the school year after throwing a temper tantrum in class. A 6-year-old boy in San Francisco was accused of sexual assault following a game of tag on the playground. And a 6-year-old in Indiana was arrested, handcuffed, and charged with battery after kicking a school principal in the shins. So what we see now is innocent behavior corralled and treated if we're dealing with aggressive criminals. This flows directly into certain new drug policies, which are now being advocated by President Obama, which may end up in creating what I would call a psychotherapeutic state. According to a recent report by the Centers for Disease Control, a staggering 6.4 million American children between the ages of 4 and 17 have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. As a result, 2/3 of these children diagnosed with this hyperactive so-called disability, which kids in my day suffered from in a routine, myself being included, they're being treated with mind-altering psychotropic drugs such as Ritalin and Adderall. Obviously, where we're headed in the schools is a drugged school populace. Again, already an incredible amount of students are on Ritalin. In fact, I've talked to teachers who have told me their brightest students, when they put them on Ritalin, become sort of zeros. And that's what one teacher told me. They're no longer active. They no longer participate. They just sit and look. In my day, and I'll be honest with you, I suffered from everything they've listed in terms of ADHD. I was hyperactive. I couldn't sit still. I wanted to go out and play. I wanted to have fun. I would have been put on Ritalin today, and I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. So what we see now is innocent behavior corralled and treated if we're dealing with aggressive criminals. This flows directly into certain new drug policies, which are now being advocated by President Obama, which may end up in creating what I would call a psychotherapeutic state. Incredibly, what Obama is proposing is after a 12-hour course, teachers, this is only a 12-hour course, they become mini psychiatrists. They can identify students with this so-called ADHD disease, and they'll be put on drugs. Obviously, who's making the money here? The government to a certain extent, and obviously the pharmaceutical industry is going to make billions off of this. And we're going to move our kids, unfortunately, into a psychotherapeutic state. This is a very dangerous trend, but also all this activity, what it's teaching our young people is, it's very comfortable to live in a police state, and if you can't, and you're a little fidgety, and you resist authority, which George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Tom Paine, and all the great men did, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, down the list we go, they would have all been classified with ADHD. So, what are we saying here? It's a very dangerous trend, folks, and if we don't slow it down, we are definitely moving into a police state.